This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed remarkable transformation in the last 11 years. He said path-breaking initiatives empowered women, youth and farmers across the country, lifting over 25 crore people out of poverty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made these remarks as he enters into the 25th year of serving the nation as the head of a government. Expressing gratitude to the people, Mr. Modi said India stands as a bright spot in the global economy. In a series of tweets, he said the country is home to major healthcare and social security schemes. He pointed out that the government has taken extensive reforms and the popular sentiment is to make India Atmanirbhar across all sectors, reflecting the clarion call of Garb se kaho, ye swadeshi hai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that trust and safety are essential for the implementation of responsible artificial intelligence. Addressing the Trust and Safety Festival in India in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said AI will transform the economies, change work habits, create new health solutions and enhance educational access in the coming years. The minister added that the inclusion of AI in lifestyle will impact every citizen in every corner of the world. Dr. Jaishankar also stressed on the need to adopt a balanced approach to the governance of AI and to ensure that there are effective safeguards in place to protect digital citizens. The government has set a target to achieve defence manufacturing worth 3 lakh crore rupees and defence exports worth 50,000 crore rupees by the year 2029. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this while addressing a conference on opportunities in defence manufacturing in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh highlighted that country's defence production has increased to a record of more than 1,50,000 crore rupees, which was only 46,000 crore rupees in 2014. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, will be on a two-day visit to India from tomorrow. This will be Prime Minister Starmer's first official visit to India. The External Affairs Ministry said that Mr. Starmer and Mr. Modi will review the progress made across various areas of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in diverse aspects of the Vision 2035 on the 9th of this month in Mumbai. Both leaders are expected to interact with business and industry representatives to explore opportunities under the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, which serves as a central pillar of the future India-UK economic partnership. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government has saved 4,31,000 crore rupees with the use of direct benefit transfer. The minister today launched a foreign currency settlement system in Gift City at Global FinTech Festival in Mumbai. She said that the system will complete foreign currency transactions within Gift City on real-time basis. Currently, it takes 36 to 54 hours to settle foreign currency settlement in Gift City. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2025, Asia's largest telecom, media and technology event at Yasho Bhumi in New Delhi tomorrow. The four-day event will showcase the latest advancements in telecom and emerging technologies, bringing together global leaders, policymakers, industry experts and innovators. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha C.P. Radhakrishnan is slated to meet the floor leaders of different parties today, including the opposition parties, marking his first interaction as Chairman of the Upper House with the elected representatives. The meeting is a precursor to the winter session of Parliament likely to begin next month. A day after the Election Commission announced the Bihar Assembly elections schedule, political activity is gaining momentum across the political spectrum in the state. Senior BJP leader and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary said the public will vote in favour of the development model of the past 20 years. He added that the NDA is currently having discussions on seat sharing and the final decision will be announced soon. In a strong retort against Pakistan in the United Nations Security Council, India said that its neighbour as a country bombs its own people and conducts systematic genocide. During his remarks in the UNSC open debate on women, peace and security, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvathaneni Harish, said Pakistan conducted Operation Searchlight in 1971. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.